Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon for those of you who are celebrating the afternoon right now. Good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world right now. If you're new to the show, my name is Jessica Sisko, and I am a psychic medium. And I bring these services to you for the purpose of healing. I can be found at www.spiritualreadingsnj.com. And you can also email me at jsisko2013@gmail.com. And let's get into our topic today. It's about self-acceptance. And a lot of us, I think, and I'm including myself in this, because I'm guilty of this myself at times, is that we go through life trying, spinning our wheels, trying to seek approval and unconditional acceptance from other people. Now, I'm not saying that we should never value their opinions. We need to see them for what they are. And the way this can work against us is that if people don't give us the self-acceptance that we crave, it brings us down. So it's almost like an addictive behavior, because you seek someone's approval and you get and charge from that. Like, yay, everyone loves me. Right? And we aren't satisfied with that. We just continue to crave more and more of that. But what happens when people give us the unconditional self-acceptance? No, not self-acceptance. Sorry about that. The unconditional acceptance that we're looking for from something outside of ourselves. That means that we'll keep looking for that approval from our bosses, which lead to extreme perfectionism, and people become so obsessed with their work, their jobs, that they don't leave any time for them. And they still don't get that acceptance from their employers, from their colleagues that they're looking for. This can also manifest in relationships where we look for this ideal person. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with looking for an ideal person. I hope that you all find that Because we deserve it. We deserve to be loved, to be desired. But what happens if we're chasing acceptance from people who don't really love us for who we are, who don't really accept us for where we are in our journey? And that's where we have to look more closely at those relationships. Because why would you want to chase that if you could just find that one unconditionally loving person, right? And another issue with seeking approval and acceptance outside of ourselves is, where do we come in? Are we accepting ourselves? Because we're the ones who have to get out of bed and go to the job or do our shopping or whatever we do during the day. We're the ones who have to live with ourselves 24/7. No one else. So that is why it's important to really not only accept yourself, but accept yourself where you are this moment in your life. Accepting your flaws, your struggles. Maybe you have some of those limiting beliefs keeping you stuck. But how do you expect to move forward if you don't accept yourself for where you are right now in this moment of your journey? And an example of this is, I'll be really transparent and tell you a little bit of my story and how I got to where I am today. I was in social work. I studied social work in college, and I was living with all this psychic insight coming through, and these spirits communicating with me on pretty much a daily basis. And I was at the point where I was like, yeah, I could accept that maybe I'm psychic, and, you know, maybe I graduate and get my master's degree in social work and do what I feel is expected of me. Then I can have what I want. But that's like shooting ourselves in the foot, isn't it? Because then we get into the cycle of, if this person accepts me, if this happens, then I can finally live my life and have what I want. But we're never satisfied with the if. So we just keep seeking and seeking that approval. And so I graduated, and I thought maybe there is something to this psychic thing, and maybe I can do something with that. But I still didn't want to accept, I wasn't ready to accept the mediumship aspect. It was okay with me if other people, wanted to communicate with spirits, but how could I help them? What good would I do for them? So I was ready to accept part of my journey, but I still had this anxiety, this feeling of unease. So, upon the advice of another medium, I just took the leap of faith and followed that calling to develop my abilities further. So I had to, it was a process, a journey to self-acceptance. And it starts with self-love. And that's very important. If we don't love ourselves, if we don't learn to be our own best friends, then besides spirit, who's going to have our back at the end of the day when the shit hits the fan? I mean, honestly. But self-acceptance is saying that, it's a declaration saying that I finally love myself enough where I can accept myself. I can accept where I am in my journey, even if I still have all these flaws, even if there are parts of my life that might seem like a wreck. And part of that self-acceptance, the way that you begin that process of accepting yourself exactly where you are is we really need to forgive ourselves. Forgive ourselves for all the things that we should have done, could have done, did, anything that makes you feel bad about yourself, because that will keep you from completely accepting yourself. There's a great technique, well, a great group of techniques, a healing modality out there called emotional freedom technique. And in that technique, you do a combination of tapping and affirmations. And one of those affirmations is after acknowledging the problem, while tapping on yourself, you would say, even though I have this problem, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. So these things are actually healing. Self-acceptance is healing. It's transformative, and it's saying to the universe, I don't need to seek approval from anyone outside of myself for living my life. And it's really, really, I mean, I can't begin to tell you how important this is. It will not only get you unstuck so that you don't feel the need to seek approval from every Joe and Johnny and Susie who comes along, but it will help your self-confidence. You will begin to feel really good about yourself and really good about the decisions you've made, even though you've had to question them and seek approval outside of yourself before you can act on them in the past. And just the ability to be decisive is also very healing, very empowering. So if you want to begin that process, then I'd say find a book, a mentor, a coach, a counselor, even a friend who might have gone through the same thing. But here's what I don't want to happen, is that you take all of their advice and you look to them as a source of acceptance and approval. That's really not the intent of self-help tools, I don't think. But I think sometimes when we start the whole self-help journey, we have a tendency to do that. I was talking to a counselor several years ago, and to be honest, I just told her what she wanted to hear so that she would approve of me and be happy with me. And one day she called me out on it, and she said, "Are you just being a counselor pleaser?" And I thought to myself, wow, I'm using this valuable tool to basically sabotage myself, and it wasn't what I intended. Another way that we could end up self-sabotaging in this process is using self-acceptance as almost an excuse. Like, I'm happy exactly where I am, even though I'm in this dying job. And I accept where I am when really you don't. Your soul is screaming out, "No, I don't accept this. I'm not okay with this." But we keep ourselves stuck. And I think that is just our ambivalence toward change. But we just have to break through that. So that's my little topic for today. I hope that it helped you in some way. And I have a free offer for the month of February for all of you who are either listening in archives or listening live, wherever you're listening. I'm extending a free offer for this month. I'm giving away recorded readings, and how this works is I receive your reading request, whether it's for psychic guidance or mediumship. I will record what I get for you. I'll record the reading for you and email it to you as an MP3. That way you can listen to it on your own time and you can replay it. And we don't even have to coordinate time zones. You don't even have to make an appointment. Something else that I'm doing is I have a newsletter coming out. So if you'd like to sign up for that, please send me an email at jsisco2013@gmail.com and I'll get you signed up. And actually have a free gift for subscribers. So sign up for that, and you'll know what's going on in my business as well as far as offerings. You'll get some inspiration, some great tips. So I really encourage you to sign up for that. And I'm also starting to offer, playing with the idea of offering group readings via either phone, Skype, Google Hangouts, whatever it is. So that not only do you get to experience a reading, but your friends or maybe family members who have lost loved ones or just need some guidance. I'm offering those. And if you're in the northern New Jersey area, I'm willing to offer those in person. I don't really offer in-person readings very often because of travel and just the logistics of it, but if you get a group together, let's say six or more, then I'll travel to your location and we'll have a good time. We'll maybe bring in some loved ones for you. I'll bring in intuitive guidance for everyone. And it'll just be a very, it's always very interesting to watch group demonstrations. The energy is very high because not only is spirit in the room, but there are other high vibrating like-minded people in the room, and it's just a great, awesome experience that I'd really like to share with all of you. So if you're interested in that or any of my services, whether it's the free offer, the phone readings, the group readings, check out my website at www.spiritualreadingsnj.com. Or like I said, you can also email me at jsisco2013@gmail.com. And if you have any friends or family or colleagues who may be interested, please send them my way. I like to help wherever I can, because we're all in this life together. There really is no need for competition, no need for all of this stuff, all of these ego-based, I'm in it by myself thoughts. We're all in this life together. So let's make it a really great life, because why not? We all deserve it. So again, I'm Jessica Sisco, psychic medium, and I love you. You are deserving, and I love you.